koutou, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the Scorpio Books Spotlight. And this is no ordinary Scorpio Book Spotlight because we have a new reviewer in. Yay! Hello, so Sarah.
Hello, Liam.
How are you?
I am so good. Yeah.
Do you have like a particular genre you go to, or
absolutely not?
Okay.
That's definitely the perk of working in a bookstore, is you go in there with one idea and then you get distracted by everything else.
Yeah, right. So enticing. Right. And what is it like to work there? Like, are you finding, like, you get paid, then immediately you're buying books?
Oh, 100%. Okay, 100%.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, it really is. And, like, especially with all the nice coffee table books. Oh,
I love a coffee table book. Yeah, yes, yeah. You guys are so good for those. Yeah, it's dangerous. It's actually really dangerous.
No, for sure.
Anyway, what are you reviewing for us today?
I'm reviewing Mona Awad's very beautiful All's Well.
Oh, I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, so she's kind of this, like, she had a little moment on the BookTok kind of community moment.
Oh, because BookTok's a real thing.
It really is. And I'm kind of going through this phase of kind of trying to figure out, is it legit or not?
What's the vibe? Like,
do you trust them? Do you not? Like,
yeah.
Nobody really knows.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so she previously wrote a book called Bunny. That was incredibly popular.
Did that go a little viral?
That was kind of like the secret history, like dark academia mixed with the Heathers. So that was really cool. And then she's got one that's just recently come out called Rouge.
Rouge,
yeah. Very sexy little
that.
Name.
That is a sexy name for a book. Yeah.
So that one's, we've got plenty of that in stock. So go crazy, guys. Go get that.
All right.
But All's Well was quite different. So it's definitely more of like a theatrical, dark, sexy, like, enticing, confusing tale.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounds mysterious.
Yes,
I'd say.
Yes, definitely. So it basically follows this chick called Miranda Fitch. And she was, like, in her prime. She was on the stage, a performer, theatre all the time, and she fell off. She fell off the stage. She took a tumble.
Like, physically.
Physically,
right.
took a tumble. Yeah. And so she's in chronic pain now.
Okay.
But she's, like, on these painkillers. She can't think straight. And she's just an entirely unreliable narrator.
And is she the narrator of the book?
Yes.
And is it designed to be, like, bad narration? Is it written that way?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
So you're, like, reading this thing and you're like, oh, like, it's just going about her day. And then you're just like, wait. Is she lying? Like, is this the truth that she's putting out there right now? Like, I can't tell.
Oh, that's really strange sensation for a book.
Yes, yeah. So it was quite intriguing. But, so she's just kind of going about her theatre life now as a teacher.
Right,
and
okay.
So she's like, I want to live out my glory days and make these kids do the play All's Well That Ends Well, which is where the title comes from.
Right, yeah.
So she's trying to do that and everything's falling to bits and you don't know what's going on in her mind. She's like fully blacking out and popping back up in situations. Oh. So it's super strange. So she's going about that and then she meets these three magical, mysterious strangers.
Right.
And that's kind of as far as I can go without spoiling it.
Yeah, right. Of course.
But from there it becomes this hilarious deadpan. Like, is this magical realism? Is this literary? Is it horror?
Oh my gosh.
And I'm basically just going to confuse your entire audience and you right now, but it's worth it. It's worth the confusion.
It's worth getting confused over.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, when I wrote my review for Scorpio, I was like, hey, go on a ride because you have no idea what's going to happen, but it'll be so worth it.
That's so interesting concept of like, and not trusting the narrator of your book.
Yeah.
That's so mind-blowing. Because, that's kind of what you are doing with the book, though, isn't it? Sort of giving your trust over entirely.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I want to experience a new perspective. And they're like, this perspective is confusing. What's going on?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So is that a particularly long book?
No, I would say it's very mid-range, you know, 250, 300,
easy
too
range.
Hard. Yeah, okay. For sure. But it feels like you're flying through it.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
It's quite poetic, but you don't feel like you ever get stuck in it at all.
So have you read all the other books from...
No, this is my first one, but now like, oh, I have to.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
required reading.
Oh, now. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that sells me on it so much. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
So how is Scorpio Books anyway?
Scorpio is very busy.
Yes, right.
Very busy, but it's so fun. And good. We've got so much in there at the moment.
Fantastic.
So plenty to come in and grab for all your Christmas presents and all that jazz.
Yes. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Oh my gosh, absolutely not.
No, neither.
Absolutely not. No. But I feel like that's kind of the perk of this workplace is I could probably go around and get something in each section for each member of my family and be
that's
done.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, that's super handy, actually. Yes,
for
damn.
Sure.
I can't just give them a microphone, really, can I?
I mean...
No, maybe. Oh. Maybe. Now, do you have any more book launches prior to Christmas?
Oh, I'm not actually quite sure. Ooh, I feel like we do. We've had a lot lined up, but we're churning them out.
Been crazy busy.
Yeah. There's been some really, really beautiful ones. Yeah. Like, did you see the Antarctic one?
No, ooh. I haven't. I've been told about it though. Apparently, it's really stunning.
Yeah. Like, if anyone's looking for a good present, Artists in Antarctica, fantastic book. The design is beautiful. And if you've ever had a fascination with either science, geology, anything like that, it's quite the gift. Yeah,
it's quite a clever concept, isn't it? Like sending a bunch of artists to a very strange place.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just abandon them. Let them try and survive on their own.
Oh, dear. So one last time, what is your book called?
All's Well.
All's
Mona
Well.
Award.
And it's in store now?
It's coming in. It's on its way, but all the rest of hers are in stock.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Your first ever Scorpio Book Spotlight. What's your review? Was that okay?
Great. Great first experience. Would come back.
Yeah, good. Good. Okay. Yeah, I like that. Nice review. Thank you. Well, have a wonderful day.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.